Welcome back to today's Melee Radio Sports page. I'm Tyler Crabb. Today we're joined by Central College Head Men's Basketball Coach Joe Steinkamp following his team's 78-69 win over Luther on Saturday to wrap up the regular season and to discuss hosting Coe College in the opening round of the American Rivers Conference Tournament on Tuesday. With our continuing coverage of Central College Athletics, we're joined now by Head Coach of the Central College Men's Basketball Team, Joe Steinkamp, following a 78-69 win over Luther. Coach Steinkamp, great second half, but I'm sure that it was a little tense in that locker room at halftime after the way that the Norse came out and started out this game.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't as tense as you think. Our guys stayed the course. We made a few adjustments. We picked up our defensive pressure. But I just like the attitude of our team. We didn't get rattled. You know, we're confident that we can be an explosive offensive team. You know, we thought in the first half, even though we didn't make – you know, very many shots, the defense that they were playing with, keeping two guys in the paint pretty much at all times, guarding Josh, that those shots were going to fall eventually. And I thought, you know, two areas in the second half that we did a better job of. One, we just made the shots. But two, we got to the offensive glass, and I think that was really key. Keep some possessions alive. And I think that was really the difference. We just played a really good second half. And I'm really proud of our guys, how they responded.
Well, you talk about that, the way that the shots were falling the first half. I don't know if it was just the baskets or what, but, you know, first half, Luther shoots 43% from three-point range, 44% from the field. You guys were only able to convert on 21.4% there in that first half. You go to the second half, you guys shoot 55% from three-point range, 53% from the field. Luther, again, shot a pretty decent percentage, but overall you guys did a pretty good job of limiting them on that side of things. What was that shift offensively that allowed you guys to maybe knock down more shots, you felt like, there in that second half?
Yeah, I think we played with better pace, and part of that was we got some more stops, and I think that's really key against the zone, to kind of get up, get it in early, get them moving around, get them kind of fluctuating. And then, you know, Grant just had a great second half. You know, he hit you know, I don't know how many of those threes were in the second half, but probably most of them. He caught fire. You know, I thought Brad Curran hit a couple of timely threes. Caleb was able to get to his floater. So we were more balanced. You know, they didn't really, you know, change much with their game plan. We were able to get Josh a couple touches, and he got to the foul line a couple times. But I think that's the beauty of this team. Even if teams, you know, decide they want to put two guys on Josh and really try to take him away, we have other guys that can step up and beat you.
You talked about Grant. I mean, he was a huge catalyst there in that second half, just the way that he was able to score the basketball, finishes the game 5 of 7 from three-point range for 17 points. You add in King LeBrand, 16 points there, and then Carson Weedy, 4 of 8 from behind the arc to put in 12. A pretty well-balanced effort, but, you know, Grant, King LeBrand, and Carson really helping out the offense there with them taking away the paint.
Yeah, those guys really stepped up. You know, we kept saying, you know, take what the defense gives you, and then, you know, attack the offensive boards when we shoot those threes, and they did that.
And looking at the way, too, another guy I want to highlight, too, because he had a pretty big game Wednesday night against Nebraska. Was in, I know it was a loss, but had another meaningful 9 minutes tonight. Taylor Burks, he's come off the bench here in the last couple of games and has played a really strong role, especially defensively, just bringing some extra length and versatility with his size.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job of pressuring the ball. He got to the boards. He got an offensive rebound late that kind of sealed the game. He's a special you know, athlete with his length and his aggressiveness on defense. You know, the other night he blocked a couple of shots. Tonight he got a steal. You know, we're going to continue to find minutes for him because he plays so hard and he can make so many plays on the defensive end.
And again, we're looking at this game. This is a huge win for the Dutch, especially when you look at going into the conference tournament time of the season. You had had some recent struggles, right? Just couldn't get on the right side of the winning column. Able to get back on the right side of things going into postseason play. How big of a boost is that just for the guys, knowing that even with some really great games that you guys have played recently, the wins haven't been stacking up, but you're going in with a win?
Yeah, we really wanted to get a win going into the tournament. You know, we didn't play the best the other night against Nebraska Wesleyan. You know, we were playing pretty good, even though we weren't able to get a win in some of those games. So we wanted to get a win to get some momentum into the conference tournament. And, you know, this league has really shown, you know, the past 15 years that, you know, once you get in, anything can happen. So we're excited to be able to get, you know, one home game, at least one home game, and we're just going to take it one day at a time. You know, I know none of these guys, none of these coaches want this season to be over. We feel like we have a great team. We feel like we could, you know, win this tournament, but we just got to take it one day at a time. But excited to, we're really just excited for next week.
You talk about getting to host that game. You get to host Co, a team that, you know, you've had a really great game against them. You had a game where it was a little bit tougher on the road. When you just talk about the ability to get to play them at home, too, having looked at those results, you know, get another crack at them on your floor, how big of a deal is that, too, to be able to welcome a team like Co to your home floor, knowing that you played really well against them earlier this year and, you know, get the fan base behind you there with the students and all that?
Yeah, I think it's important. Obviously, if we would have had to go to Co, we would have, you know, been fine with that. We just, you know, want to compete. But it's always great to play at Kuiper. We have great fans. You know, we've said all year, by far, we have the best, you know, community and student support in our league. Luther had a nice crowd here today. But when we've gone on the road a lot of times this year, we haven't seen the student support that we do at Central. So it means a lot to us to be able to play at home, and hopefully we can defend our home court.
Coach Steinkamp, I got to tell you, it's going to be weird on Tuesday, though, because we're going to be split up for the games, because typically I'm used to seeing you on Tuesday nights for Pendleton Christian basketball. We'll be split on Tuesday with you playing, but, you know, looking forward to seeing how the Dutch do against Co, and, you know, wishing you the best of luck in beating the Co Hawks on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's basketball season in the Steinkamp house, so we're unfortunately I won't get to see Pella Christian play. You know, tournament time, that kind of thing happens. But hopefully they can get a win. Hopefully we can get a win, and we can keep it extended both of our seasons.
Exactly. That would be awesome, Coach. Appreciate your time again, as always.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Once again, that was Central College men's head basketball coach Joe Steinkamp here on today's Nightly Radio Sports Page to recap Central 78-69 win over Luther on Saturday to end the regular season and to discuss hosting Co College in the opening round of the American Rivers Conference Tournament on Tuesday.